ತ್ವಮೇವ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಷಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ, ಹೃದಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ, ಸತ್ಯಂ ವದಿಷ್ಯಾಮಿ, ತನ್ಮಾಮಾವಿತ್ ತದ್ಭಕ್ತಾರಾಮಾವಿತ್ ಆವಿನ್ ಮಾಂ ಆವಿನ್ ಭಕ್ತಾರಂ. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ. ಶಿವಮಾಶಕ್ತಿಯೇ ನಮಗ, ಶಿವ ಮಹಾಶಕ್ತಿಯೇ ನಮಗ, ಶಿವ ಪಂಚಶಕ್ತಿಯೇ ನಮಗ, ಶಿವ ಜಗದಾತ್ರಿಯೇ ನಮಗ, ಶಿವ ದೇವಿಯೇ ನಮಃ.
ಶ್ರೀ ಓಂ. ಸೊ ಟು ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ವಿತ್ ಪ್ರಸನ್ನ
So I don't know how many of you have seen Swamiji, except the senior people.
I've seen.
So...
Louder.
Swamiji, he was also like Devima only. Like, we go to tours, conduct classes, we do everything. So when Swamiji, 1999, he went for Agni Tapas. That many of you know. So he went for Agni Tapas. So what happened after Agni Tapas? We were all there during that period. When he went to Agni Tapas, we only did send off and everything, and we received him from Agni Tapas, and he was totally different. But did we know that at that time? No. So when Swamiji came back from Agni Tapas, we did not find any. Initially we just saw he's something weird, like a child left in a forest. He was like that. His eyes was like that. And he was behaving little, what is this, everything is totally new. But we didn't know that time, no? So we were still calling Swamiji, Swamiji, and we did everything. So 1999, this, it was like happening this way.
Where did he do the Agni Tapas?
In Khatri Malai, that is near Salem. There is one hills there. He did Agni Tapas in surrounding by fire, and he was sitting in it. So Agni Tapas
for how many days?
18 days.
21
days. So not many people got the chance to see how he did, you know, except two or four.
Five, six.
Padhi, Ramesh.
Pale, Tamil. Six.
So the only they saw like how he did the Agni Tapas. None of the ladies were there. Usually they do this during the Chaturi Masam. They go for some area. Either they do in ashram only or they go somewhere. So this was like one time, like 1999. Are they off? During the Chaturi Masam month.
No.
They, Chaturi
summer.
Correct. Agni Tapas in summer, yes. So he left to Agni Tapas and he came back. So then we were still calling Swamiji, Swamiji, everything was going on, ashram activities was going on and everything was going on. So how did we find the transformation? How did we know? So one fine day, Jagadatri Devi, she used to come in trance, Jagadatri Devi used to tell us like, your Swamiji, this, you shouldn't call him as Swamiji anymore. He's not there. It is like a new Atma inside. Like nobody will understand. Like all of a sudden you say, no, the person is not there. Nobody will understand. Nobody will accept. And we were all the same. We were not ready to accept. We were still seeing Devima as Swamiji only. We still call as Swamiji only. Anyway, that is like, it is what to say. If I call you by some other name, how you will feel? You feel, no, like, why these people are calling me so differently? So all these initial clashes and everything was there. We were not actually to say we were not good sishyas at that time. Whatever Jagadatri Devi was telling us, like, change it, the transformation has happened. Then we didn't, we weren't ready to accept it. Slowly, the transformation, I say, it is not just only by the way they do. Everything was changed. The character, the likes, the dislikes, the habits, everything was completely changed. So we were like wondering, no, like something is happening. So whatever Jagadatri Devi was telling us, yes, it is happening. Won't believe, one fine day, Devima just woke up and she got the ears pierced. Just by itself.
What?
Nobody did the ear piercing for Devima.
Oh. Really?
And for Swamiji, we used to put the artificial one those days.
Okay.
So that was the first, I would say that was the first sign she showed us. We could put the earring. Nobody did that. It happened one fine day. So like this, slowly we started seeing the transformation. And then after Jagadatri Devi was telling about Devi Ma and things, okay, we realized, okay, Swamiji is not there with us. That was a big, a shock or a thing.
Yeah.
But he was so good that he didn't want to get us even that shock also. For his issues. Suddenly you come and say, no, your Swamiji is not there. How will you feel?
I remember when he came to Sydney and Blacktown Ashram, he told us, now from now on you should call
us Devi.
What is going on? And then I asked her mother-in-law, do you understand what's going on? She said, no, I don't understand what's going on.
So this is what happened. Like behind this, I'm talking about a 2-3 year story. Behind this transformation, it was not easy. It was not a one-day transformation, and we did not accept them. To be honest, to be open, we did not accept her, how she was when she was here. So we were like, why the hell you are here? It was like that. Why you sent her, Swami? You sent her, Swamiji, and finally you are here. And for what reason? Because we don't know anything, right? But still, whenever even Devi was telling, we were not ready to accept. So that took a very long time for us to accept Devi Ma as Devi Ma. Meanwhile, we were really bad people to her. So this, because those days when Devi Ma was there, as Swarna Kamala Lakshmi, where you saw another Badrinath near that area.
I showed them. Lakshmi.
Yeah, Lakshmi one. So so the story was entirely different. No? People, the Sishyas will obey the Guru. They were all good. So whatever the Guru says, they will listen. We were like, Swamiji is like, the very pet person. Easily you can cheat him. He will say, it's okay, Swamiji. He will accept whatever it is. You do a mistake, he'll say, it's okay, fine. So we were like that. And suddenly a person, when Devi Ma was seeing such a Sishyas, she was not ready to accept what is happening. You say this is a Gurukul, and the Sishyas has to listen to the Guru. Uh-huh. And here, nothing of that sort is happening. So they all are doing their jobs, their own jobs, it's all going on. And why is it all happening like this? So she was also in a bit of confused state, whether I have to accept these people, not accept these people. But Amma says, Jagadatri Amma says, yes, they are your Sishyas, you have to be with them, and you have to cope up with them. So these confusions were there
for her and for
us and for her in the early transformation time of Swamiji to Devi Ma. So year after year, Jagadatri Devi was giving lessons, classes about what the sir. She did not give a lesson just like that, okay, this is Sriyam Devi. She did not do that. She slowly, it took almost for her like 18 years to complete. What is Sriyam Devi? Who is Sriyam Devi? So imagine how much level of dosage she was giving us. It was a very, very slow dosage, because we are human beings, no? We will not accept anything so easily. So she was giving this in a very, very slow dosage. So the first thing she started is with Vaidehi Saritra. So that is how everything started. She did not mention that it is Sriyam Devi's avatar. She did not mention that it is one of the Sriyam Devi's avatar or anything. She didn't do anything of that sort. But it all started just as a story. As a Chaduri Masam, as a story it all started. So that's started in Badrinath only. The Vaidehi Saritram. It started there only. From then on, every year after year, 2 or 3 Saritrams, she was releasing slowly. And finally she completed what and how is Sriyam Devi. So that is how we know who is Sriyam Devi?
Relax.
No, I don't know. They cannot see it. So that is how we know who is Sriyam Devi. Over a period of almost 17 to 18 years, it took for us to understand who is she. I wouldn't say understand completely, at least to start realizing.
Trying to understand.
Yes. So when I say Sri Om Devi, okay, we all know Devima is one of the avatar of Sri Om Devi. But who is Sri Om Devi? Many people might not know like the entire story. So the story starts from those days, like it actually starts from Sri Om Adi Shakti Devi. So who is Adi Shakti Devi? If I tell people, no, they will say Adi Shakti is like wife of Shivji. She'll be having a trishul in hand. She'll be in this pose. That is how people, normal people understand Adi Shakti as. But as such, it is not so. So Adi Shakti Devi means she is a supreme energy. She is a supreme power. So there is this entire solar system or our galaxy, whatever. So we have some supreme energy, so called Adi Shakti Devi. This supreme energy is in the form of, we can have any form, like it is in the form of fireball. So just say Adi Shakti Devi is there, a supreme power in the form of a fireball. That's it. So what this fireball, the supreme power does, so it should do some duty, it should have some action. So what it does everything. Both construction, destruction, taking care of it, everything, all three. So all three, this fireball, this supreme energy is doing. So when I say this, one side of Devi, you can see all the planets, the galaxies, the thing, every Milky Ways and everything coming out. And the other side, the not so formed, the good ones, no? It goes back to her. So it is getting destructed and it is getting back to her. So this is the actual cycle happening from Adi Shakti Devi. So this is happening and the not destructed ones, no, the not properly formed, the fireballs are there. So the properly formed will go as a galaxy or a Milky Way or a solar system. The not properly formed, all the bad energies, they all unite together. They form it in the form of Asuras.
Asuras.
We call them as Asuras. So what Asuras are there? They actually try to torture people, like Devatas, yeah, and things. You know, negative energy. So these Asuras were doing that. So all these Trimurtis, when they were thinking, like why this is all happening and how to control all this and whom to ask. So people will say, no, Trimurtis are the supreme power, they are the top people. In that case, if they all are there in the dhyan position only, so they are all meditating some supreme energy, some other source, some other power. Because you see, Shivji always in dhyan. If he is a supreme, then with whom he is meditating about? Whom he is meditating? So everybody is in the dhyan position and they keep meditating about some supreme power, that is Shiva Adi Shakti Devi. So when they ask her, they give us the she'll give them the answer, like my rupam, one of my rupam, my
form
will give the taking care of everything. So there is a form of my avatar, like will come and take care of everything. So that is how the biggest asura was there, the Bandasura was there. So when he was doing all this nonsense work, Adi Shakti Devi's, the rays come out as called Shivam Jagadatri Devi. That is how Jagadatri Devi's birth happens. And she comes in the form of a small girl called Bala Tripura Sundari. So she comes and she did vada of Bandasura. So that is how Bala Jagadatri Devi arise. That's the birth of Jagadatri Devi. So once Jagadatri Devi, what is her job? Her job is to take care of the this planet or this solar system, this galaxy. So the 27 solar systems combined is equal to one galaxy. So her job is to take care of this Jagat, she is taking care of the job. So she is called Jagadatri Devi. So she comes and she takes care of everything, and Bandasura was killed and so many Asuras came, and she comes and kills everybody, and finally she was in deep Ugram. She was like so much of angry. So all what the Sabdarishis do, no? So they go collect the all holy water, the Jivanati water, and they do Abhishekam for Shivam Jagadatri Devi.
To cool her down.
Just to make her shanti. They do Abhishekam and one drop of water from her lips. We call it as like Utreshta Bhagam, means in Sanskrit I think it's called lips. So they just catch hold of that and they ask Devi, we'll take this drop of water and we form that as a rishi and we'll use that rishi for our jobs. So Sabda Rishis does this work. So this is one side. So Jagadatri Devi is there, she did everything. And finally one day what happens, Jagadatri Devi sits in her one. Her one is called Jagadatri one. So she is sitting in her place.
North Pole.
North Pole. And what she does is, she is thinking, we are doing these jobs here and Adishakti Devi is also there, and whatever we are doing in our galaxy, will the Devi knows that what is happening here, right? She obviously, she will know everything, but she has this one small, very small doubt whether whatever we are doing here, whether she knows or not. She had this one small query, but she knows the answer. She is only doing everything and we are. But she had this very small query. What happens is, immediately she gets the reply from Devi. Don't worry, I am there. I am taking care of everything. I am watching everything. And in your one, later I will be there to take care of your planet also. She just says this word and she blesses. And Jagadatri Devi feels actually, oh my God. Such a small thing I have thought, and even for that query also she is replying to me. She is so great, God, and what mistake I have done. She feels that way. So this happens and she is in her own place in Jagadatri one, and she keeps doing her own penance and tapas of Devi and her own job, taking care of stuffs and everything. So when Devi, from Adishakti Devi, the fireballs, one side it is coming out and one side it is going in. So she sees that and she gets that desire, small desire, that I wanted to get the smallest fireball which is coming from Sri Om Dabayam. What you say?
Apyast.
From this part. One very beautiful, small, little fireball coming out of it. And she sees that. And she gets that desire.
Attention.
She wants to have that. So everything, the reason starting is that desire. So she gets that small desire. So what she says, oh my God, so it is so beautiful. Oh, why can't I have it? So she asks Devi, Adishakti Devi, oh, I like this small little one. Why can't you give it to me? I will have it. I will grow it as my own person, my own daughter. Why can't you give it to me? She says, why do you want to have this desire and then finally you will end up in troubles, and why do you want all this? She says, no, I like it so much, why not I have it? So Devi says, okay, fine, you take the small one, you have it and you grow as your own daughter, you bring up her and things. So she hands over the small little fireball to Jagadatri Devi. And they name her as Shriyam Devi, since she comes from the word Shriyam, Abhayam.
From there, sorry?
Shriyam.
Abhayasta.
Mudra.
Yes, Shriyam. For that, yes.
We have song of Devi Mana, and it comes that.
So from that, this thing came, and so Kavi named us as Shriyam Devi. So Shriyam Devi, that is how. She was born from the desire of Shri Om Jagadatri Devi. She was born and now she is a little daughter of Shri Om Jagadatri Devi. So Jagadatri Devi and Shri Om Devi, they are like mom daughter. They have a very good relation, like regular mom and daughter. They'll be during doing their own jobs, their own responsibilities and everything. So leaving this story aside, we'll go to the other part. There is this rishi called Adivyasar, the great guru Adivyasar. He has his Gurukul. His own Gurukul is there. So there are these two. What he does is, he talks about Devi Bhagavatam. He takes classes about Adishakti Devi. How she'll be, and how to approach her, and how to do tapas and everything. He was taking classes about Shri Om Adishakti Devi, Devi Bhagavatam, to his Sishyas. So there are these two Sishyas who are like, adamant character type. So always arguing type with the guru, And why you keep on telling us about Adishakti Devi, but you're not letting us the way, showing us the way, how to see her, how to get the darshan of her. You are not matured enough. He will reply, you are not matured enough yet. You have to wait for a period. Only then when you get that maturity, I will say, Guru knows, no, I will tell you that time. Then you go for penance. Then you get the darshan of Adishakti. It is not easy, no, no, no. Nothing is easy. So these two ones, they were like continuously pestering his Guru. And his Guru said, you wait, you wait, you wait. One fine day, what these two will do, this Guru is not anyway not going to help us out. We'll leave the ashram and we'll go out. So they took this wrong decision and they go out of the ashram thinking that Guru does not know anything. If we leave the place, Guru is everywhere, no? So he knows where you go, what you do. So these two, they go out and they sit in a place and they start their tapas. Their final aim is to get the darshan of Shivam Adishakti Devi. So they start their tapas, sit in one place and they allocate one place. Okay, this is where Devi has to come and give us darshan. So we'll sit, the stone will be there and they'll be sitting here full of flowers and everything. Nice area. They'll be choosing such a nice area and they'll sit there and they'll start doing their tapas, thinking of Adishakti Devi. This Guru will be thinking, oh, what you did? You did a mistake. No? By leaving the Guru, you went without Guru, nothing is going to happen. So you left the Guru and you went doing, you started doing all this. Okay, fine, whatever happens, you face it. So he'll be thinking like this and he also... So he left them. Okay, fine. We'll leave him. They will realize one day. So these two rishis, they'll be doing their tapas somewhere nearby.
Hey, somebody go, man.
So they'll be doing somewhere close near to Jagadatri one. So what happens is one day, coming back to Jagadatri Devi and Shivam Devi, they'll be having their conversation. This little girl, she's very naughty. This Shivam Devi, she's very naughty and sometimes adamant also. So one day, Jagadatri Devi was made Shivam Devi sit in one place and told, I am going to tell about Devi Bhagavatam, about Shivam Adishakti Devi. You better listen carefully. Don't move around. Don't lose your concentration. Sit in one place and just listen carefully. If at all you lose your concentration, you will face the consequences. So she told this to her daughter and she made her sit and she was continuously telling everything about Devi Bhagavatam and Shivam Adishakti Devi's description. She was telling everything. This little girl, she was there and a small rabbit was, it was just going around and not actually playing around. It was stuck near the bushes. So she wanted to go save that one. So what Jagadatri Devi told is, whatever happens, you don't get up from your place. But she missed that. So she is a small one, no? She just ran away and she took the rabbit out and she saved it. So Jagadatri Devi, she gets really wild. Like, you will suffer in your life. She curses herself, the daughter. You will suffer in your life and you will not remember me also. You will not get my help also. She herself gives this to her daughter. So this happens and she will not know anything, no? Small girl, she was like playful girl, no? She was again going around. So one day they'll be going for a walk or something. So she will listen this two rishis doing japa of Shivam Adishakti Devi. So she'll ask, the little one will ask, what does this sound? Like someone is like talking, penancing for Adishakti Devi. So I'm listening that voice, no? What it is? So Jagadatri Devi explains, no, this like Adi Vyasar Guga from their Gurukul, these two came out. So they are like without knowledge of the Guru, they came out. So now they are doing this thing, but it is not good, no. So they think the voice will reach, their penance will reach up to Adishakti Devi, but it reaches only to my place, to only to Jagadatri one. Where you have to go to Adishakti Devi's place? It is like way too far, no. So she said, you ignore them. Don't worry about these people.
So Jagadatri Devi is different to Adishakti Devi.
Yes. Yes.
She's taking care of them, but then Adishakti is the whole
universe. 27 galaxies she takes care. So she tells all this, and finally Devadatta will be in the work, and she'll say, you told so much about Adishakti Devi, so how I want to see her, this little one. She'll say, I want to see Adishakti Devi. It's like, you cannot call elders so easily. There are a lot of procedures. You follow all the procedures. You do, when time comes, I'll tell you how to do. Then you do all that. Then you get the darshan of Shivam Adishakti Devi. She's like, no, adamant girl, no. She's like, no, I want to see her now immediately. So what happens is, the hills or the mountains in front of her just gets broke. And she gets the fireball was there. And she gets the darshan of Shivam Adishakti Devi the moment she asked for it. So she says, oh, mother, and she wanted to go hug her. Oh, mother, you're so nice. The moment I called, you're there. She says, they'll have this conversation, and finally Jagannath Devi will tell, okay, don't disturb elders like this. You have to always follow the procedures and go. This happened, and then these two rishis' voice, they listened, and everything happened, and it got dispersed and everything. After a few days, this little one will go to the mother and say, oh, mother, I want to get dressed up like Adishakti Devi. I've seen her, no? Now I've seen her. She's so beautiful. Why don't you dress me up like her? The little one will ask, no? Like, they want to try tie sari like the mother and try. So she will also ask Jagadatri Devi. Jagadatri Devi is like, no. We shouldn't imitate the elders like this. That's not a good thing. She says, no. I want to do. She started her adamancy. No, I want to do. Like, no, see, every god, whatever the jewels they are wearing, it is like all good atmas. Why God has got so much of jewels? Every good atma reaches, they say, in the form of mukti, no? So what happens after mukti? The soul reaches the god in the form of a jewel. That is the way every soul reaches. So she says, see, whatever the jewels Adishakti Devi is wearing, it is all like good atmas and lot of solar system, planets, everything is there. She is balancing everything. So if you do this, no, the balance will go. So then it is a problem. The Bhumi balance will also go. It will be a problem. So I won't do this job to you. But she is like adamant, and she like, no, I want to do this some over the other. She was a bit like that. So at that time, Lord Vishnu was taking his Varaha avatar. She was going to take his Varaha avatar. So he comes into the picture. He comes and says, Jagadatri Devi, don't worry about the earth balance and all. I will take care of the earth balance. Anyway, I'm going for Varaha avatar. I go take care of the earth balance. You do the whatever your daughter is asking. You dress her. No problem. I will take care of the Bhumi. That balance I will take care. He will also say one condition. In future, I am doing this job for you. So in future, I will ask you something. You have to do in return to me. She will say, okay, I know about you. You have something planned in your mind. So, okay, fine. We will do this. So they wanted to proceed further. So they, now Vishnu goes for Varaha avatar. So he takes care of the Bhumi. And this little girl was dressed up like Adishakti Devi. So she was dressed up, and Jagadatri Devi tells her one condition. I will dress you up, but you don't think anything in your mind. If at all you think something, you will go there, or that will happen immediately without your knowledge also. So you better don't have anything in your mind. She will say like, okay mom, okay, nothing. I won't do anything. You just dress me up. I'll be sitting like that only. So immediately she'll dress her up, and Jagadatri Devi will go for her job. And this little girl, she'll have in her mind, oh, these two rishis was there, no? They were doing some tapas. What they were doing? I don't listen to their voice nowadays. She'll have this thought only. She will go immediately to that place. But without her knowledge or realization, she didn't know that she has gone to that place also. But she will go to that place. These two rishis, where they put one stone, no? So they fixed, this is the place, this is the location where I want to get the darshan of Adishakti Devi. This girl will go stand there in that place where these two have decided, yes, the same place. So, but she is dressed like Adishakti Devi. So these two know the description of Adishakti Devi. So what these two will think? Oh, we got the darshan of Adi Shakti Devi. How nice it is. You see, without Guru's blessings, without his permission also, we achieved everything. We got the darshan. So full of ahankar, they were happily enjoying. And Guru Adivyasa is thinking like something is wrong. Somewhere something is wrong. So he comes into picture. Jagadati Devi, oh, my daughter has done something. What I've not told her to do, she did that. So some problem is there. So because the rishis are there, no? Two rishis and everything. So Mahasaraswati Devi. Who is Mahasaraswati? She is not the wife of Brahma. See, like in the fort of, you consider Adishakti Devi's place as a fort. So in the fort of Adishakti Devi, the entrance, you see Bhadrakali. She is the security guard. She'll be there in the entrance. The right and left side of Adishakti Devi, you can find Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati. They are like super above the Trimurtis, Saraswati and Lakshmi. So the Mahalakshmi and Mahasaraswati is there. So the Mahasaraswati, she'll be crossing by. She thinks something is wrong when the rishis are overreacting and Adivyasa is there, and somewhere something is wrong. So she comes into picture. So everybody gathers in one place, like Shriyom Devi is there, Jagadati Devi is there, Adivyasa thinks, okay, my sishyas have done something wrong. So he's there, the two is there, Mahasaraswati is there. So everybody, it's time for to get all their curses and boon, no, whatever you want, now come. So Saraswati Devi says, okay, fine, you will get births in Kali Yuga, you will take births. You will realize what is the, what to say, the difficulty of a tapas, and you will get the difficulty and you will know how to do tapas, and you will undergo all such difficult times.
To the
Shriyam Devi. She first gives to Shriyam Devi. To the Sishyas, to the two Rishis, you go get births in, you go get so many births and get troubles. Because you have done such a mistake, Guru Drogam is like one of the highest sin anyone can do, no? So they got their curse also. But she cursed like in Kali Yuga. So this is happening in Varaha Avataram time. So till Kali Yuga, what these people will do? So even Shriyam Devi has to take birth only in Kali Yuga, no? So all this time, what they will do? So what Saraswati Devi again tells, you go take, be in Jagadatri one. These two rishis go as like the helper girls to Shriyam Devi and do Pada Puja of Jagadatri Devi. Do Jagadatri Devi's work and take care of everything.
To her mother.
So till Kali Yuga, this is their job. So once these two rishi, any atma enters in Jagadatri one, they turn as a female only. So these two rishis go as the helper girls only to Shriyam Devi and to her mother. So this is their punishment, and so they all got their things, and Shriyam Devi and the two girls, they are the rishis in termed as transformed as helper girls now. They go along with Shriyam Devi to Jagadatri one. So they are all there. In Jagadatri one, taking care of everything, like for her mother. So this is happening for so many days. Days pass by, things go, and one fine day, these two girls, you know, the two rishis, they come and tell Shriyam Devi, oh, you know our place, the Adivyasar place, it is so beautiful. It's a very nice place. You can see for waterfalls, you can see river going, flowers, the forest, everything will be so beautiful. We'll go once and watch all that. So they like keep on saying about that place to this Shriyam Devi, and they wanted to take her there. So this girl, no, like she's like growing up. She wanted to see that place. Oh my God, they describe so much about that place. She's like really, she wants to go and see that place. So she goes and asks her mother, Jagadatri. Oh mother, please allow me to go with them. He's like, no, you don't go for any job, don't bring in more troubles, already you have got enough troubles, so don't bring in more new ones. So she's again little adamancy. She said, no, I'll go, I won't do anything, I'll come back when we'll just play around for some time and I'll come back. She said, okay, fine, you go, but under one condition, if anybody calls you, if you just call you hi Shyam Devi or whatever, a girl, beauty, whatever, just don't turn back. That is the only condition which Jagadatri Devi tells Shyam Devi. If anybody calls you, don't turn back and see them. This kind of this kind of, she's like, okay, if anybody calls, I won't turn back. I'll be so good, I'll go and I'll come back. So she'll be thinking, okay, fine, anyway, you're going to bring in troubles only, you go. So all these three, Shyam Devi and the two Rishi girls, they all go, they went to Adivyasa place. Shyam Devi was invited to the cave where Adivyasa was sitting. They both had a good conversation and they were like, lot of questions and answers they were exchanging. That went for around 3 days or something. And then they came out and all these three girls were playing in that one, in that entire forest area. They were all having good fun, playing around, this, that. In this area is where you get the Bhoj trees. They use that for Havan, no? Bhoj trees.
It's type of a paper, you can write in that. You can do the art. Those days kings used to do the art and send to the pigeons.
So this is the area where they get that trees. So they are playing in that area. So initially I told, no, there is this rishi called Uttreshta Rishi, where the Sabda Rishi is got from the Jagadatri Devi, the leopard, the water. So this rishi is doing his job of taking care of the Sabda Rishi's Havan. He used to collect the Bhoj trees, the wood pieces for Havan. Every day his job is to take care of the Guru's Havan. So seven rishis, he was a helper man. So he goes and do this regularly. Every day he does this job. So this man, Uttreshta Maharishi, is going to the same area where these three are playing around. He goes to the same one. So to collect his wood. He was doing this. One fine day, he's listening to Lakshmi one. That is Lakshmi one. Yes, the Vyas. Yes.
So it's the same Vyas.
No. Don't confuse.
It is not.
You go, I'll say. Yeah.
So he goes and he takes this one fine day. He listens to these three people playing. Somewhere, some girls' voice I'm listening. In this area, there are no girls. Somewhere I'm listening to girl's voice. He'll just listen to the voice one day and he'll go. Next day he'll come, he'll wait for some more time, listen to what they're doing, what they're playing. And like the time which he spent here increased. So his responsibilities started reducing. So he finally, like he'll come to the one, he'll collect everything and he will not go back. So this rishi is like, they know what he's doing. They were like, where is this Uttreshta? He skipped his duties, absent for a long time. He's not there, he's not bringing us wood also, nothing is doing. Somewhere something is wrong.
So he'll Sabda Rishi thinks
and Sabda Rishi ask him also, is there anything? No, he said no. He lied to his guru also. He said no, I'm fine, nothing. So this happened, this continued. And these three girls, they're like, okay, fine, we are done for today. For the time, we'll go back to our mom's place. And that day only he wants to see this girl. So far he has seen only the back view of Shyam Devi. Like, oh my god, I think she is so beautiful. Her voice itself is so beauty. I think she will be really beauty. So I wanted to see her. So they'll pack everything and they'll start moving back. So he's like, oh my god, my love or my priye, you're leaving me and going. So he'll be calling as priye, priye. Just by what to say, my love, something. She'll like, somebody is calling us, and by the time Uttreshta was calling Shyam Devi, the Sabda Rishis were like, they came to that place and like, Uttreshta, what you're doing? You're behind a girl and you forgot your duty, you're doing everything nonsense. And then they were like, in their harsh voice, they were like, Uttreshta, what you're doing here? And by then he was calling Priye Priye. So she's listening to some voice.
Something is
not only from Uttreshta, some other voice is going on, some Rishi voice is there. So she immediately turned back. So everything happened, no? So now like it's time for everybody to assemble in one point. So Jagadati Devi comes, Saraswati Devi comes, and all Sabda Rishis are there. Uttreshta Maharishi and Shyam Devi is there. Okay, fine. Come on, get all your stuffs. So Saptarishi is like get really wild, no? So they curse. So Sriyamdev is not responsible for Uttarashtra Maharishi being behind him. But she is a source, no? Since she was there, she was the cause of everything. No? Since she was there only, he was behind her. So first they tell her also. See, each rishi you take in Kali Yuga you are anyway going to take births. So for each rishi you take 3 births. So you go take almost 21 births. So 7 threes are 21. In the Sapta Rishis, one of the rishi called Atri Maharishi. He was like the guru of Sriyamdevi. In childhood, he used to teach her like Vedas, Upanishads, everything. So he was teaching everything too. So Atri Maharishi says, no, I don't want to give that tree of mine. I will get back. You all 6 give your part. So 6 threes are 18. So all
is marriage. That tree is they marry the Uttarashtra Maharishi with he says let him marry because he has been more attached. So let that karma go back. So let us finish it that way. So my tree will be, they will be in staying in Lakshmi.
That
will be the blessing.
Yeah. That will be a blessing type of curse.
So he did this kind of curse and all 6 of them took, I mean they gave 18 births. And she was like, Uttarashtra Maharishi, he will get, okay, you go suffer, you go get births in Kali Yuga. So this happens and everything happens and finally, the Atri Maharishi tells this, no? Like, we'll get married since he liked this girl and everything. So we'll get him married and things. How Sriyamdevi is in the form of fireball. She's fire, no? She's not actually a girl, no? It's a fireball from Adishakti Devi. So she is actually in the roop of fire. This Rishi is a normal human being. Normal Rishi. So how a fireball and a Rishi can get married? So this confusion was there and Jagadatri Devi was like really confused about it. Like how,
see,
how
like
to
fireball
do.
Fireball means you should see it's Atma Swarup. Full Atma Swarup. So there is no body. That's called us. That's why you have to understand. It's a full Atma Swarup, which does not go for 5 elements. Yes.
So it means like the body is not made up of the 5 elements and things. No? So it's only the Atma.
For the time being, when he saw Sriyamdevi was in the form of...
In the form of Sriyamdevi of a girl only.
But
yes.
Then it...
When they want to get married to finish all this thing.
Yeah. But the truth is
this. Right. He cannot get married to such a person.
Right.
So this happens, no? So Jagadatri Devi was in the form of confusion, like how to do this. So when she was having this, no, Adishakti Devi gives her the voice. Don't worry. You just make the Shriyam, you ask her to sit in one place and do the japa, do the penance. And you just do the transfer of the Atma, what a power transfer like, from the big one to a smaller one. So you ask her to do the japa and you just keep, after a while, no, the power, the japa power, you just transfer and get a small Atma. So this will be like, say this is the Moolavar and this is the Uchavar, the main deity and this is when this small Uchavar deity. So the main Sriyamdevi was made to sit in one place. And she was doing her japa and the power from her was transferred to another small little Atma and she was made as a Sriyamdevi, a junior one, you say that. Okay, she was there and for this little Atma, you need to give the body, you need to give the 5 elements body and everything. And you need to make her, you have to give the memory of all the things, whatever happened so far. So many jobs are there, no? So this little one was born. And Jagadatri Devi takes her. So what to do with this little Atma? And she needs a body. So she calls all 5 elements, like the Pancha Bhuta, all Pancha Shakti. So she calls everybody and asks her to give the body, the Sarir. So they gives her the Sharir. So once the Sharir was given, Jagadatri Devi tells in one of her avatar, she will do the... the temple of your Pancha Shakti.
Okay.
So you will get the name where because you have helped her, no? So one day, one avatar, you will get the Panchashakti.
Yeah.
You will be given the priority and given as a temple. Temple will be there. A peetam will be there. So this is the boon they are also getting it. Okay, fine. So the baby was born and the baby needs milk. So Kamadhenu comes and Kamadhenu gives milk and Kamadhenu also gets that thing. In that temple, you will also get a position. So Kamadhenu, that's why in ashram we have Kamadhenu's statue there. The idol is there. So that is there. So okay, everything is over and all Mummurtis and everybody comes and bless the baby and she gets the blessings of everybody. All's grace was there. The name of the child, so they were like Jagadatri Devi. So every birth of an avatar, of a Rishi or a Mahan or whatever, it happens through this Manitadagam. Manitadagam is a place where near Jagadatri one, the North Pole, it is a kind of a lake where there is a golden lotus. So in this golden lotus, if Vishnu wants to take avatar of Krishna, so Vishnu's rays will fall in that golden lotus and that there is a pearl, no? This pearl will go to the womb of the mother, whoever wants to give birth, and that is how any avatar will happen. This is the normal procedure of any avatar or a deity. But this one did not come from the golden lotus. So it came directly from the power transfer of Sriyam Devi, no? It didn't go through the process of getting into the golden lotus, getting the pearl and then getting birth. So she didn't have this process. But so they gave her the name and she was like so beautiful with a lot of Lakshmi Kadaksha, what to say, the features of Lakshmi. So they give the name as Swarna Kamalam, so the golden lotus Lakshmi, because she was so beautiful and like Lakshmi. So that is how she gets the name as Swarna Kamala Lakshmi. That is what to say, the Uchchava Murti of Sriyam Devi. So now they have to get this Swarna Kamala Lakshmi married to Uttareshta Maharishi. And they have to live till the Kali Yuga. Till Kali Yuga they can get married and they have to live. Only in Kali Yuga the avatar starts. So their marriage will happen Shiva, Parvati ji, they'll be the father and mother of Uttareshta Maharishi, and Brahma and Saraswati will be the mother and father of Sriyam Devi. Jagadatri Devi will be the mediator, Swarna Kamala Lakshmi's father and mother, and mediator will be Jagadatri Devi. So all this normal talks of getting married and the engagement and all that stuff will happen. But this Uttareshta Maharishi was very clever. He identified this girl is not the one whom I saw. He saw her for a minute only, but he literally described how Sriyam Devi and how that girl was. And she is not the same person whom I saw.
Yeah, it's an expansion.
So he was very clever in finding that out. And Jagadatri Devi calls him up and tells, she will not know all this. She is the Uchchava Murti of that. And so the entire story was explained to him. He said, okay, he has to accept. He has no other choice. So he accepted and everything. Then the wedding will be happening. Everybody came, no? The Shiva Parvati is there and they both are there. Brahma and Saraswati are there from the girl's side, from the groom's side they are there. Two characters are missing. The wedding will happen and everything will almost start. Two characters are there, Vishnu and Lakshmi. They are not there. So what they will, towards the end, no? The girl, the bride has to wear jewels and she has to go dressed up as a bride and then get married. But she will not have jewels. Only Lakshmi has to give the jewels, no? She will not have jewels and Jagadatri Devi will call Lakshmi. Where are you? Why you are not attending the wedding? And you are not giving any jewels also to her? And how will the wedding happen? She will say, no, we are not coming. We are actually angry on this thing. We don't like this happen. Like, why? What is it? You did not invite us, first of all. Nobody invited anybody. Everybody came and took their own part. But why you are so angry? No. My husband Vishnuji did one help for you. You have to get married your daughter to him only. Like you are already there like as Lakshmi, his wife, and you are recommending to marry another person to him. And how this can happen? He's like, no. We both have decided that only this Swarna Kamala Lakshmi has to get married to Vishnu. They were all like having a little argument there. and things like. Then Jagadadri Devi says, okay, let this happen now. Please allow this wedding to happen now. In her birth, in her 18, when she is completing all her 18, a time will be there. At that time, I will come and tell everybody that this is the story of Sriyam Devi, the two rishis and everything. Even then, when Swarna Kamala Lakshmi feels, no, this is not my place, or this is these are not my people, or some sort of a disturbance if she's got, at that time you come and get her married. So this is the word which Jagadatri Devi gives to Lakshmi and Vishnuji. She tells this to them. So all this happened, the Utrishta Magarishi wedding will go, everything will be over. And they lived for 2.5 yugas in that area, the Lakshmi one. Mm-hmm. And when Kali Yuga started, like the first avatar of Simha Devi, Jagadatri Devi leaves her in that place and the avatar starts from there, all the 18.
Just one question. You said that Sriyam Devi has to marry Vishnu Bhagwan.
Mm.
But that time she married with the
Utrishta Magarishi.
And then they live for those many years. And when the time comes, that time she will marry Vishnu.
Yes. Yes.
In the future. No, that is the 18th avatar.
That is when the end of the all 18, the time will come when Jagadatri Devi will explain everything. At that time, Swarna Kamala Lakshmi can get married to
Vishnuji.
So I have no problem. At the end of the avatar, you come and do that.
Then so he will tell
this as a committed to Vishnuji. So almost Vishnuji waited for how many yugas? So many yugas to get married to Swarna Kamala Lakshmi. So this happened, and I was telling you about the transformation, no, from Swamiji to Sriyam to SKL, Swarna Kamala Lakshmi. So it was during this period when all these confusions were happening, when we were not ready to accept, and when she was not okay with us, and when all these confusions happening, and Jagadatri Devi was telling us, see, this is the thing, and this is everything, and she gave us all these stories. Mm. How do I know all this? No, so only like she told us everything. So when all these confusions was happening, Vishnuji once he came and like he was like, see, everything is revealed now. Now it's time for you to decide whether I can take my property back, or you're going to keep your property. So we had such a conversation also. It all happened. We had such a conversation, and then finally he decided, no. I'm going to take my property, and as committed there by Jagadatri Devi, I will get married to Swarna Kamala Lakshmi. So all this took so many time, and in 2008 this happened, like Vishnuji, and we get her married to Vishnuji in 2008. So before that, all these confusions were happening with us, with Devima, with Ashram, everything was happening. And finally, this happened, like Vishnu came and got her married. So this happened in 2008. So after that, it is only like what we see, no, Kalyana Utsavam.
Yes.
Like it is only Swarna Kamala Lakshmi and Swarna Kamala Nath. So they both. See, there is another thing, like only it is Atma came from Adishakti Devi. Such a great soul, or the fire roop, the swaroop. This Atma has to be taken only by a Devata, and a normal Rishi cannot do it. Even if that Rishi was like good enough and to do everything, probably that would have happened. But this is the case where he is the sole responsible person to take this Atma and get back to Adishakti Devi. So in all this process, he finally achieved, after so many yugas, he got the hands of Swarna Kamala Lakshmi. So all 18 avatars, slowly I will tell one by one. So 18 avatars happened, and 18th avatar. So they say 18 avatars, so but the last three happened in only one birth. Is this, no? So the curse was like, you have to take 18 avatars, 18 life, 18 births. But till 15 it happened. 16, 17, 18, it didn't happen like one after the other, one birth after the other. So in this, there's one avatar called Prathama, no? So where he was like a very good sishya of Guru Dhanvantri. So he gives this as a boon to him. Like 15 will happen birth after birth, but the last three you will take in one birth.
Okay.
So that is how we shortened the time, and in just in one birth, Ravi Narayanan was there, the before Swamiji, before Sannyasam, Ravi Narayanan was there, and after Sannyasam, Swamiji was there, and after Agni Tapas, Swarna Kamala Lakshmi was there. So all three happened just in one birth. So that was the boon he got in Prathama. So that happened in 16, 17 and 18. So now we are in the 18th, last birth of
Shri Om. So Devi Maya's expansion of, partial expansion of Adi Shakti.
Huh? Yes. She is the daughter of Adi Shakti Devi. There are actually a lot more to talk about this. Behind the scenes, there are many things also. Time constraint. There are lots and lots to tell about Adi Shakti Devi and about this Om Devi and why she is here and why she underwent all this and everything. So all the 18, if you say it was, why you are all here? You know why we are all here?
To listen you.
No.
Not here means here.
In this.
Why you met Devi Ma?
Why we met Devi Ma?
There should be some reason behind it.
Yeah, maybe attachment is from the beginning, you know.
The attachment. The attachment comes.
Could be someone in this story.
So the 18 avatars happened. So you may be in one avatar, two avatars, or you might have done good thing, you might have done bad thing also. So this is the karma balance. If you have done something good, she will give back. God will not have anything in their hands. So if some too many good things happen, no, they are returning everything to you.
And Jagadatri ji was again and again telling that desire has to be, if we keep desire, then we step into something. And respect to the Guru. And respect and listen to me. That's what she is.
So we were there in any of the avatars. We would have tortured her. You would have been good to her. She wanted to do all the karma balance now.
She remembers what each one has done.
Yes. That is the worst part of it, I would say. That is the worst part of it.
She will explain, right?
See, all the 17, without knowing who she was living. So none of the avatar, I would say even in Rama avatar, he never showed he was a god, no? He was just living as a normal person. So same way, the 17, they didn't know that they are the form of Adi Shakti Devi or Sri Om Devi. All this story, they never knew. They were just living as a normal human being like you and me. Just around, taking care of everything. But 18 is the one where she knows everything. And she knows you, me, she, and whatever we have done also. You have done bad to her, and still she keeps smiling at you. She'll take you to Chardham trip also. So this happens. So that is the speciality of being a god.
Now Devimo has to say what each one did.
Yeah, I'll write down for this. I'll be writing in
if my she tells all, if she tells all that, no, we will not live. Live easily, peacefully, nothing. You will, out of guilt conscience only, you will die. Because we would have done so much. No, not only good, bad also we would have done, no. So you never know,
it's
but she knows.
It's a part of coin, two sides.
She knows everything. So she telling the bus driver, you are having this problem, you are having this problem. It's not something thing. She knows
she
everything. But she is like, she seems to be part of us, playing around, but you don't know what job she's doing. She's doing so many jobs without our knowledge. So many. I'm not saying in this place, not in this country. She goes all around the world. In few times, she'll go to other planet also. She'll take care of me. So she was, for being a deity, no? A complete deity. You call someone as a complete deity or a god. You have to fulfill certain characteristics. Lot of things are there. So the final thing was like, a god can they control the planets? So this was a question raised by same many people, and then Jagadatri Devi says, okay, this is one question, no, you're raising, okay, whether Swarna Kamala Lakshmi as in like Sri Om Devi, can they control the planets also? And finally that also happened. All the 9 planets come and say, we are under earth. she becomes the Navagraha Nayaki. She becomes the top of us. Whatever she says, we will listen. Who says this? The nine planets, what we call as Navagrahas. And we go behind Navagraha Doshas, this astrology, these things. Nothing is needed when you trust the Supreme of them, no? So when you, it is very simple, when you just catch hold of her, everything will be in place. You don't have to do any separate puja, no need to do anybody. In fact, every year in ashram, we dedicate that year to one deity, like Saraswati year, Lakshmi year and things. So every deity comes, the respective deity of that year comes and says, you just follow Shriyam Devi, you just follow her. Fine.
Because Shriyam Devi is supported with Vishnu.
Everybody.
With Adi Shakti and with
everybody.
Jagadhi.
Everybody likes her. All rishis, all devatas, all gods, all people, all around the planets, the thing. Everybody is under her. So why you want to go run behind deity after deity, temple after temple? There is no use.
Just see her and everything is
there. Very good. This is the conclusion of the thing. So you go without her, if you ask me to go to Vaishnavi, I will say no, not possible. But with her, she is there. No? So catch hold of her. That is the moral of the story. Why she is going to temple? Very good question. She is not going for her. She doesn't require this also. So last time recently we went to one temple, Madurai, we went to one temple. We were roaming around, they literally made us wait in one area. And we did not get darshan so easily. Usually she goes to a temple, they just take directly to the sanctum and they will come out. In that place we were almost waiting for half an hour. That guy, the management guy was telling us, you wait till this time, then you go inside, you get the darshan. Almost he made us wait for a long time and we were waiting, we were frustrated. I just took her out. See, it is not needed for you. You don't have to stand in the queue and go get the darshan. You just come out, we'll come out, we'll see some other way. So he took, I asked a permission from another manager. He said, oh, he gave some pass and we went directly the other side to the main sanctum. There was one couple with a child who was like mentally retarded child. So she waited for half an hour for one reason, not for her, to bless that family. She is not going to the temple to give, to get that darshan. She is going to the temple to give darshan to others. See, there are many people around. In all the 18, there will be many people who wants to see her, meet her, get the darshan, just bless, whatever it is. So all these people will some way or the other connect.
One bath you might have paid some coins to me. I have to pay in this bath some coin. Where you are, I have to search and pay it. That's only on the way.
Right.
You are all like coming with me is that you were in the birth fully. These are all on the ways who come
sometimes,
on the birth.
Yeah, they just came as a,
yeah.
part,
came
of
as
it,
a
yeah.
part of it, no?
Yeah.
So she goes to temple to give darshan and bless people, not for her to get darshan.
We seen that in Chardham Yatra. People came.
Yeah, that it happened. I can give you lots and lots of stories. So
it is like a Krishna avatar. When Krishna avatar there, people didn't see him as a Krishna Bhagwan, you know? You got that point. Yeah.
In Krishna avatar, people around him, they didn't realize he was God or he was Krishna.
Are we lucky enough now?
We know that she is God.
Yeah.
In future, we know she is going to be the God of the world.
Yeah.
At that time, we'll know we lived with her, but still we didn't realize. So we don't want that to happen. That is why we say, better catch hold of her now only. She is there in front of us. We are so, so lucky. She is there with us.
Yeah.
So you just have to, what we have to do? Just catch hold and realize who she is. That is enough. You don't have to, I would say, no need Ishta Devata. All Devatas is one. This is fine, enough. More than sufficient. You don't have to run behind
She's
temple after temple.
To, you know, to take a darshan of her. There.
True.
Yeah.
You can sit at home also. Just stay on there, fine. A scale, fine. More than sufficient. So that is, in short, Shivam Devi Saritram. Actually, it takes a long time, but here and there I cut shorter. Just to give the gist of everything, yes.
My association with that is different. In 2008, I thought the Vishnu impact on me, which was activated, and I suffered for 4 years. Because I didn't know how to handle it. So it was come and go for 3-4 days, and Gayatri knows how it goes. Full power of Vishnu. And then slowly I learned the techniques. Then after about four years, I think, in my dream, Alamini Ji of Taya, she came and said, there are 2 things that I do for you. One is to transfer your power that has come to you because you are not able to handle. There is a Mahalakshmi who is on the way, and she will help you to handle and manage that power carefully. That's how we started our association. And the first power she showed me was when we went to Lake Manasarovar
Kailas.
Because I had Vishnu Vigra, and she showed me the power of that Vigra when we came. She actually built it in the Lake Manasarovar. And that's how it is. So that's how we have been associated. So like any other people in the world, like Shivam Deva, I've done some naughty things of inviting Atri Maharishi to my house. I don't think I'll do that again. And then I called her and I told her what happened. Then she brought some black apple and then gave it to my son. Because he entered the wrong room. I was actually sitting in the rumpus. I could feel it going. That was around 2 o'clock in the morning.
And afternoon,
2 o'clock in the morning, and my son was seeing something really weird human being.